Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, October 12th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America, latest in Israel, closer to a new Speaker of the House, layoffs at the Washington Post, are we living in end times, and a new survey ranks the most popular Halloween candy in America. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the leaders of Saudi Arabia and Iran spoke on the phone yesterday. Also, the president of Turkey called Israel's response to Hamas a massacre, but in a bad way, a negative connotation. He found it to be a disproportionate response. Right now, 22 Americans have been killed. The Gaza Strip shares a border with Egypt, but Egypt shut down that one official border crossing. And Biden said, quote, "We've made it clear to the Iranians, be careful." Worth noting that in the last 2 years, 72,000 special interest aliens, these are illegal immigrants from countries that promote terrorist activity, harbor terrorists, or pose a possible security threat to the United States, have come into the United States illegally just in the last 2 years. House Republicans have chosen Steve Scalise to be their nominee for Speaker. They had a secret ballot. Scalise won 113 votes. Jim Jordan was in second with 99 votes. The candidate needs the support of 217 members of the House to become the Speaker. Steve Scalise says, "We have to resolve this, then get the House open again." The Washington Post fired at least 240 full-time employees. The newspaper claims this will help offset a drop in subscriptions. The company has about 2,600 workers, with more than 1,000 in the newsroom. The paper, which is owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, loses roughly $100 million a year. A new survey from Pew Research finds 2 in 5 Americans say we're living in the last days of humanity. 39% of adults think the end is near. When asked about the cause of the impending apocalypse, a majority cited the Bible, followed by a potential nuclear war with Russia, and then climate change. A new survey from YouGov ranking the most popular Halloween candy in the United States. The candies are judged by volume of sales in the month of October. The top five, number five, Butterfinger bars, followed by Three Musketeers, Milky Way, Snickers, and we got a tie for the top spot, M&M's and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Now, inflation is also affecting candy. We are paying 20% more on candy this month and a product size that has decreased by 8%. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, the great Bill O'Reilly. I wonder what his favorite candy is. The great Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, President Biden was 90 minutes late to deliver his address on the Hamas war. In the speech, he did not mention Iran, which is the driving force behind Hamas, supplying the terror group with weapons and money. Hamas does not have weapon-making capability. Some entity has to give the assassins rockets and guns so they can kill women and children. Now, CNN is reporting that Iran is not behind the Hamas attack, while the Wall Street Journal says it is. I'm throwing in with the journal. If I'm wrong down the line, I will tell you. Now, the reason President Biden neglected to mention Iran is the same reason he doesn't confront Mexico over drug and people smuggling. The president is afraid. He does not want confrontation or problems of any kind. He looks away from the border madness, social disorder in the cities, high consumer prices for working Americans, on and on. In short, Joe Biden doesn't even try to solve problems because he really doesn't care about them. The worst president in American history, James Buchanan, operated the exact same way. While the South abused federal property and personnel leading up to the Civil War, Buchanan did absolutely nothing. Joe Biden will go down in history as the most progressive left president ever. In a troubled world, Joe Biden really doesn't want to engage. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Neil Horton, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Bill, you're right. The $6 billion had no influence on the Hamas attack. However, Biden is partly at fault for taking away the oil sanctions, which has provided Iran with much money they could use for supporting Hamas. He didn't take them away. Biden. He just didn't enforce them. Now, you could say it's the same thing. Lisa Rosati, Montreal, Canada. Bill, in your message of the day, you state the attack by Hamas on Israel is not Biden's fault. However, by his being a deeply compromised president and repeatedly showing weak leadership both internally and on the world stage, he has emboldened terrorism. That's theoretical argument. It's valid, certainly, but it's theoretical. You know the difference. So Biden thinks that he's the greatest diplomat the world has ever seen. That's what he thinks. But people like you and me, to some extent, feel that his weakness has indeed emboldened terrorism. Anne, concierge member, Anne has direct access to me. I hope you consider that program for yourself. This is not Biden's fault. While I support Donald Trump, I'll vote for him again. Trump being in office would not have changed anything. This is history repeating itself, which has been ongoing long before Biden or Trump were in office. I disagree a little bit. I don't think Iran would have been that bold to do this if Trump had been in office. Because he would have, if the intel came back from our people that Iran did this, was behind it, Trump would have blown up some of their ports, like I told you in the beginning of the program. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 122 years ago, President Theodore Roosevelt officially renamed the nation's most famous residence. The home has gone by many names: the Presidential Palace, Executive Mansion, or simply 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Henceforth, it would be known as the White House. Here is the story. Construction began in October 1792. Workers were slaves from Maryland and Virginia, European immigrants, white laborers, and free blacks. Although President Washington oversaw the project, he never lived in the house. 8 years later, John Adams became the first chief executive to reside there. During the War of 1812, the British set fire to the president's house, but the building survived. Fast forward to the fall of 1901. President William McKinley was assassinated in upstate New York. Vice President Teddy Roosevelt was immediately sworn into office. His first major project was a complete renovation of the Executive Mansion. On October 12, 1901, Teddy unveiled his proposal along with a new name. He ordered all government documents, stationery, and letters originating from the mansion to bear the words, "The White House, Washington, D.C." Teddy then had a prayer taken from a letter sent by John Adams to his wife, engraved in the mantle of the state dining room. Quote, "I pray heaven to bestow the best of blessings on this house and all that shall hereafter inhabit it. May none but honest and wise men ever rule under this roof," unquote. And here's something else you might not know. It is a constant challenge to actually keep the White House white. Pollution, hot summers, easily stain the shiny exterior. The entire building is coated every 4 years to maintain its proper color. Now, I have been in the White House about a dozen times, and I can tell you this with certainty. There is no more impressive place, perhaps outside the Vatican, than the White House. If you get a chance to visit, I hope you do. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.